Handy sent this to me, and he mentioned this earlier on the board. He said when he talks to friends and family, they tell him, well, you're just looking for perfection. And they say, Jesus isn't on the ballot. And I put this up today. I said, you know, I always hear people say, Jesus isn't on the ballot. I've seen that over and over again. And so my response to that is, if Jesus is not on the ballot, then why are you Christian leaders so intent on making him Trump's running mate? You know, that's the problem I have with it. You want to go vote for Trump? Fine. Shut up and do it in the secrecy of the ballot box. Don't make Jesus the running mate of Trump or of Lala. They're evil. It is a shame to tie Jesus to that known evil. You want to vote for the lesser two evils? Go for it. But shut up about it. Don't tie him, don't make him the running mate of either of these candidates. So he says, what do you say to people that accuse you of looking for perfection when you point out everything that Trump did to us? Well, I would also say to them, at what point does integrity and character matter to you? If a person doesn't have integrity and character, they could be right on all, they could say all the right things about the issues, and then they could do what Trump did in 2020, right? So he says, well, I point out things like the executive order on Friday the 13th, 2020, or the bump stock executive order, or the lockdowns, or the PPP, or the Operation Warp Speed, and its continuing fruits, or Fauci on the podium, Fauci getting a medal. He says, it doesn't really matter. The more valid points I make, the more I'm accused of holding Trump to a standard of perfection. Well, here's the other thing, too. And I think we need to remember this when we're talking to friends and family. We have to understand that we have to keep coming back to what is right, not who is right. In other words, we want to keep it focused. When we're talking about Trump or we're talking about Lala, I just said, I'm not going to pay any attention to issues for Dr. Shiva. Because the issues with him, again, are ballot access and debate access and getting your head out of this ballot box that they've put you in and start looking at how you can fix your life. That's his message to people. He's just using the presidential election to put them out there. But when we're talking about somebody who's really running for the presidency, and that would even include the third-party candidates like the Green Party candidate, the Libertarian candidate, and the Republicans and the Democrats and so forth. And they're running and they've got a platform of issues and that's all it's really about. And they're not telling you, hey, your life lies outside of the ballot box. They're not telling you that. They're telling you, we're going to fix your life. And here's what we're going to do to fix your life. Well, now let's talk about the issues. And let's talk about them in a way that doesn't get into personalities. Because if we talk about who is right, and this is what I don't like about the left, they demonize Trump for his personality and his history and so forth. You know, he is a demon, okay? There's no question about it. Jeffrey Epstein has now surfaced, and it's like Michael Wolff, who did that biography on Trump, published some tapes where he was interviewing Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein said, yeah, we're best friends. And it's like, I know that. You think I don't know that? That's funny you think I don't know that. And he said he was afraid of Trump and so forth and so on. So he's putting this out as a last minute election thing, right? But we know about Trump's background. And to say that he's not perfect is the biggest understatement I've ever heard in my life. He is the very embodiment of every failing that a human being can have, I think. But if we make it about him, right, that's what the left does. If we make it about who, we're missing the point. If we make it about who is right, or even about who is righteous, see, we're not making about who is righteous or who is right. We're making about what is right. Was it right to do all these things that Handy just mentioned that I've talked about so many times, the gun control by executive order, the lockdowns, the death by ventilator, all the rest? Was that right? Was that right? Are you okay with that? We don't have to make it personal about Trump. This is what the left is doing. They're making it, and that's what Trump does. He comes after people, and it feeds that. Both sides are feeding this. You know, this person is more evil than that person. So we don't look at what at the evil that they've both done. We have to look at what is right. Not sign on to a who. We have to sign on to a what. And if we have people who don't have character and integrity, it really doesn't matter what they tell you. And it really doesn't matter who you vote for, does it? Because there's somebody pulling the strings that's not on the ballot, and you don't see them. But we can see their agenda if we look at what happened during the Lala administration and during the Trump administration. We can see their agenda. So the key thing is we want to make sure that we don't live by lies. We want to make sure that we don't fall into that totalitarian trap of saying 2 + 2 = 5. We don't want to get involved in that kind of doublethink so that we actually not just repeat the lie so that we don't get punished by these people, but we actually fully embrace that. And as George Orwell said, the doublethink, that you can hold two mutually exclusive ideas at the same time and are completely comfortable with it. The vaccine was evil, but Trump had nothing to do with it. Now, that's insane. These people have already, because of Trump, he has conditioned the MAGA voters to live by lies. And that's the conditioning that you need in order to establish a totalitarian, not just authoritarian, but a totalitarian state. You have to have that disconnect. And the Lala people have it in the same way as well. And so we have to not live by lies. And so that means that you might want to look at it and you say, okay, Trump did this. Trump is a liar. Trump deceived us. Trump betrayed us. But I still think he's a lesser evil than Lala, so I'll vote for him. Okay, fine. I can live with that. What I can't live with are the people who say Trump had nothing to do with it. He had nothing to do with anything that happened in 2020, and he's going to fix it. I can understand the people who admit the truth and then make some lesser of two evil judgment, but I cannot understand or accept the people who will live by lies, the people who have put themselves in this Orwellian doublethink box. That is absolutely unacceptable. So Handy goes on to say, literally every person around me has fallen into this delusion. People who admitted what Trump did to us, and now tell me, you have to vote. He is our only hope. Ah, see, now we're getting into yet another thing. This is an even greater delusion. And this really is a idolatry thing. Yeah, and you just have to say, no, my only hope is Christ. Jesus is my only hope. He's my only king. And all the rest of these people, I don't have any trust in them. In God, I trust. When I remind them about everything Trump did to us, just even and only in 2020, they accuse me of being a liberal Harris lover. This is coming from people I've known for decades. I can't even talk to any of them anymore about anything. This weekend, I saw the last of them make the switch to full brainwashing. Tell me about it. I see my audience. I see comments on social media. Even people that I know personally that I've talked to who used to tell me to my face, I hate Trump. And I said, well, I don't hate him. I hate his policy. I hate what he's done. I really don't hate the man. Oh, I hate him. And now you see on Facebook, Trump 2020, same person, same person. It's insane. You just got to laugh at it. Look, it doesn't matter what happens in the world. You set up a relationship with Lord Jesus Christ. That's your anchor. That's your foundation. So he says, I'm in a little bit different position than most. What I've seen and experienced since 2020 is somebody's working EMS, emergency medical personnel. He says, since 2020, he says, this is straight out of a nightmare. Yeah. I wish I could forget what I've seen. No, don't ever forget it. Look at what is right, not who is right. So let's talk a little bit about the issues. Because whoever is selected, we talk about the issues, this is going to give us a little better idea of what kind of line of attack the collective behind Trump or the collective behind Lala
David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. I mean, trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.